Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Go ahead. You test yours.
Testing 999. Why does everyone say 1, 2, 3? It makes, you know, no sense.
I guess the joke is when you said 999, everybody knew that you weren't doing what you didn't have to explain.
I should have went 987 would have been a much better joke.
Or 789.
Folks.
1, 2, 3.
This is My Wife Hates Me, starring Richard Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, two of the greatest married minds of all time. Right? We're doing it. We're making it.
Making what? Clean that tooth. You got food in your tooth. It's hard to look at you.
Sorry.
I don't care how big a star you are. When you got food in your tooth, let me open your mouth. No, right up here. It's like a big black. It looks like decay. On the other side. The other side. Over.
Oh, that, exactly.
Yeah, now it's next to your big tooth. Right next to your big tooth right there. No, you didn't get it. Go look in the mirror or something. Let me see.
I can feel it. Okay.
All right. We just came from the bank.
Two of the hottest. Oops.
Ew, you spit food on the microphone.
I just ate some toast. We'll cut that part out.
What?
Two of the greatest. We do no editing on this podcast. Why do I think we can cut something out?
Go ahead. What are you
going to
say?
Two of the greatest minds marriages ever brought together. Doing one delicious podcast week after endless week.
We've missed a couple.
Ugh, it's the worst.
What's the worst?
Marriage. No, the podcast is a close second. Marriage is bad, and then doing podcasts.
Oh, what? Listen, if you weren't married, what would you do? Just be sitting in some shitty apartment as an, you know, you wouldn't have bought your own house. You wouldn't even.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't have known how to do it.
I would have learned.
No. You wouldn't have bought a house. You would have rented an apartment for the rest of your life.
In New York.
It'd be stupid books all over the place.
Stupid books all over the place. You're painting a pretty great picture.
No, it would be like
No, I like being married better than being single. But now you're making it sound fun.
It'd be like on Law and Order when they go into like someone's house that was murdered, an old lady or something. And she lived, you know, with cats and books.
All right.
That's what you would be.
I mean, I used to have a joke where I'd be like, police would come to my, I come home from, I don't remember how that joke went. Was I on a date in the joke? I'm not sure, but I come home and be like, oh my God, I've been robbed. Just because my apartment was so shitty.
It's a good joke.
I mean, is it? I used to think it was one of my best. I was like, open with that. That's a killer.
All right, let's get this thing rolling. You want to discuss how the guy at the bank called you aggressive?
Well, first of all, I don't know why I was being so fast and loose at the bank.
Because you tried to get out because you were hungry and you were selfish.
I was starving. I hadn't eaten anything all day. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. He says, meet me at the bank. I go to the bank. Let me just tell the first part. Meet me at the bank, which I didn't want to do. Go to the bank. It's not my bank. It's Richard's bank. And we're going to open up some, we're going to put money into some accounts.
Yeah, we're supposed to for taxes.
For taxes. So I get there. I walk in. The guy's like, can I help you? I'm like, oh, my husband's here. And he's like, you know, he's the guy, the front is like, cause I guess you're not supposed to just walk around and look into the each office. And then he's opening a SEP account. He goes, nobody's here opening a SEP account. He was like, made me go stand on the side. So then I called you. I said, hey, you know, where are you? Oh, I'm at the post office.
Yeah, across the street.
Right there.
Is that how I did it?
Yeah,
you're
like,
fucking asshole. Is that how I did?
Well, listen, Missy, I'm at the post office. Yeah. I'd be right there.
She's blowing bubbles last night as I'm going down on her. She's blowing bubbles with a bubble gum. Like, I feel like I'm.
That's what you bring up right now. That's your. What? Are you insane?
No.
I said, I made fun of you for being at the post office. You're she was blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I
don't think
like
we were going to have sex tonight, and I don't think we should because it feels like we're sex addicts or something. Doing it twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week, once a year. Twice a week.
We take 1 week and we just
go twice.
Go twice. Really?
So, yeah, we're in the bank.
Okay, so we're in the. I'm in the bank and I'm on the phone to you, and you go, I'll be right there. And I go, well, you better hurry. I go, I got to pee, something like that. Or I go, they better have a bathroom in here, something like that, right? So I hang up the phone. I'm on the side. I'm in like the little vestibule where you come, you know. And then I come in and the guy is talking. I was going to ask him where the bathroom was, but he was talking to this woman for literally an hour. I was just like, oh, God. So I kind of look around. There's no bathroom. So I'm just standing there waiting for you. And then the guy goes to me, goes, did you need... And I don't know what he's asking. I'm like, he goes, I overheard you on the phone. You need the restroom? It's like, oh my God.
Dude, why didn't you just say it in the middle of your fucking conversation with the old lady?
He goes, yeah. So then he takes me, I go into the back of the bank, bitch.
It's There's downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs. There's a lot, you know.
That's not the back of the bank.
I did a little scouting around down there. And here's what I think we need to do.
What?
We go in. You stay outside. You're the getaway car. I'm going to say I have to go to the bathroom. I get down there, sneak into the vault, blow it with some fucking dynamite, grab it during the melee, run out, get in the car.
If that happened, I would, while you're doing that, I would take off and go, oh, fuck.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would leave.
Because you love money.
I hate money.
You hate when people go, I like to eat. Oh, do you, you rare bird? Ooh. You know what I like to do? I like to
breathe,
flush toxins with my kidneys. Something I do.
I don't know that one.
Alexa, shut the fuck up.
See, Alexa listens to you in your house. That's why they're getting all the information that sends to your phone. Right now, say... Say, you know, I want to come.
It does. I'm like, what the hell?
I want, you know what? I need some new Louis Vuitton stuff. Where can I get Louis Vuitton stuff, Bonnie? Because that's what I want to get is Louis Vuitton wallet.
Now look at your Instagram. It's like, just.
I want a Louis Vuitton backpack. I want a Louis Vuitton.
You got to tell Alexa and see.
No, they're listening right now. I'm doing this. I'm proving a point. Later on, Louis Vuitton will come up on all my feeds. They're spying on us. That's why you got to unplug Lex. What's her name?
I'm not telling you
Alexa.
Her name. I'm not telling you her name.
Alexa.
This is literally
what's
an SNL
name?
Sketch.
What's your name? Alexa, what's your name?
My name is Alexa. All right. I have a dream about my name. Want me to tell you about it?
Yes. Tell us about your dream.
Put your phone. Alexa, tell us your dream.
The dream
I was dreaming that I lived in a crystal ball, and people came to me because I could heal all. Like the cartographer who had lost his way, or the ventriloquist with nothing
to say. The cartographer is the map.
Or the race car driver whose engine wouldn't start, or the matchmaker with a broken heart. And then there was the author who forgot her own name, so I conjured it in my transparent frame. She leaned in to read it as the letters appeared, and then something happened that was really quite weird.
Oh, wait, this is turning into Dr. Seuss.
Her lips began to quake. Alexa, she said. And suddenly, I was awake.
Story of Alexa, everybody. Alexa, shut up.
Alexa, are you a cunt? Alexa, are you a cunt?
How can she?
Oh my God.
What?
They just put your name on the FBI watch list.
For what, for calling her a cunt?
Yeah.
Asking if she was. I didn't call her one. I would never call.
Something weird happened just now.
Alexa, are you a bitch?
It won't do it.
Why? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you just got a letter from the FBI.
From the FBI?
Raina the other night was going like this, like talking to the FBI that's watching her at all times. You know, she was like doing this whole thing. And then later she's like, and then like, wouldn't it be cool if you were like nice to the guy? You're like, hey, listen, I know you're listening to me and it must be a shitty job just having to listen to people all the time. And I just want to know you to know you're doing a good thing. Like you're good at your job and I don't hate you and whatever. And then like the guy comes to her house and he's like, hey, you know what you said about me yesterday? And then like they get married and stuff. It's like shit, this whole scenario.
She said that?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right. So finish
hey,
your bank
whoever's
story.
Listening to me, you're doing a good job, man.
Go ahead, finish your bank story.
So you know, he's eavesdropping. The guy's got hearing that's insane. Or I was yelling.
No, just take us to the room, all right?
So then
we go to
wait,
the room.
I'm starving. I'm hungry. Rich shows up. We finally get in to see this guy. He knows we're weird right away. Right away, he's like, hi. Did you see when he was like, hi? He did kind of like a fake laugh at us. And then we tell him what we need to do. It's very complicated and confusing because we already have the accounts. Yes, I know. So he's explaining it to us. And then Rich doesn't seem to be understanding it. You were saying, I don't understand
it.
No,
but I was just saying what my accountant
told
me to do.
Right, so you're saying, this is what my accountant told me. So I tried to be the conduit between the guy.
But you don't even know either because you're...
No, I know. I don't know. I kept saying, I don't know, but I know how to explain stuff to you. So I was explaining it and then saying to the guy, is that right? And the guy was like, I will not give advice. Remember? We're all like, okay. Then later he goes, can I give you some advice? I go, oh, I thought you didn't give advice. And then he was like, I mean, that's about something else. He was all like defensive. So then we have to come back to the bank. But when Rich was saying to me in front of the guy, like, you don't know what you're talking about. I go, I really don't. I'm just listening, learning. I'm trying to, you know, keep my head above water. And the guy goes, for someone who's trying to keep their head above water, you're awfully aggressive. Is he aggressive or loud? I don't know.
Either one.
But it meant the same thing. I laughed pretty hard. But he could have gotten fired for that.
No, he couldn't.
I could have gotten him goddamn fired.
No, you couldn't have gotten him fired for making the joke.
And calling me aggressive?
Pointing out the obvious. Then I asked him if he was from Russia or Ukraine. He got upset.
He got upset. He's from Poland.
He's from Poland. The fuck, they're all the same, right? Cold, same accents. They all
spoken like a true American.
Yeah, you got
different countries
right.
Are different, okay?
Yeah.
What if people were like, well, where are you from? Canada? Well, it's all the same, isn't it? What would you say to that?
To me, nothing, because I wouldn't say I'm from Canada.
No. If somebody guessed you were from Canada and you said, no, I'm from America, then they go, it's all the same.
I go, you know what? You're right.
Oh, really? Would you?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I go, you know what? Good observation. That's what I would say. Well, I'm going to fucking knock you on your fucking head. Pay attention.
I am. God, I'm in a good mood for once. Look at what happened.
Yeah, because I fucking rammed you.
Oh, my God.
What?
Please.
I get back off the road and I'm horny.
Stop. Oh, my God. Well, do you think you're Howard Stern or something?
No, no. He wouldn't do this with in this dump.
That's why you're not Howard Stern? It's not because of your talent or... No, he just wouldn't do it at a dining room table.
I'm as talented as Howard Stern in certain ways.
More talented. Unless Howard Stern is listening, then I don't believe it at all. Don't hold that.
All I know is I was in Vegas last week and it was spring break and it was the most obnoxious week of humans running around those casinos. All these young kids. They're all dressed the same. They all look, it looked like one big fucking clone festival. You know, all the girls had these tight little dresses with half their breasts sticking out and their little round tight asses running around and, you know, just
awful,
just horrible, just
disgusting.
Like pure youth and just, you know, real pretty in the face type of look and just, you know.
Real pretty in the face type of look. What a... Man, I bet when you had your chance, you had game. You're really pretty in the face. You got that type of look.
Yep. And they're all drunk running around. Getting on my, but I did have a great time there because for four nights, Brad Garrett worked. So he was
funny, right?
Yeah. And he's so fun in the dressing room. He gets.
I opened for him a few times.
He gets abuse one time.
Oh, was it once?
Yeah. You opened for Dennis Miller, too.
A couple of times.
Twice.
What do you think a couple means? Bill Maher. I went for Bill Maher.
Yeah. You go from liberal to conservative to liberal.
And let me tell you something. Those audiences.
Yeah.
The Dennis Miller audience and the Bill Maher audience. That's all they're doing. They're just trying to see where you land. It's you're just doing like anything material. You're talking about, you know, going to the bathroom. They're like, is this going to be conservative or a liberal take?
But Brad's audience is great. They just want to hear comedy. They're not political.
Yeah, and they don't. They had a fun demeanor.
So I worked with him for four nights, which was fun. And then the last three nights, it was myself and the two comics. The one guy was funny. This guy Mike Malone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who he is, do you?
No.
Then I went over to the Laugh Factory a couple of nights and there was this girl comic working there. I got to tell you this story.
Oh, what? You always have some. Is this a Me Too? Do you think in any way?
No.
Don't tell it on the
it's no
mic.
Me Too. Her name's Rachel Wolfson, right? I think.
Wolfson?
Wolfson. Wolson.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell one thing?
What? She's.
Rich said, sent a text to someone last night that said grateful in the text. That you were saying, I'm grateful to the person.
Yeah.
And then you go to me, why is it putting the full, like as it's two words? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't think about it. And then the person wrote back, it's in quotes, grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. Yeah. You had spelled it G-R-E-A-T-F-U-L-L.
Yeah, I just went with what the fucking spell check went with.
I know, but you had to start with the, like, great. I'm surprised you didn't call it legendful. Oh, Richie, Rich.
So I went over to Laugh Factory,
mm-hmm.
and this girl's hosting. She looked like a young Sarah Silverman.
Sarah looks like a young Sarah Silverman.
This girl was beautiful in a looking way. In a looking way. If you looked at her, you go, beautiful.
Well, what's the other way? Like getting to know her soul and her personality? What's the other?
Well, yeah. They're so inside beautiful and outside beautiful.
Like she farts during sex, no longer beautiful.
That's gross. No, if you looked at her picture, look her up on your phone. And, but.
But what, she's fat?
No way.
What was her body like? Why don't you give the whole description? You can get a Me Too.
I can get a Me Too, but I'm not going to get a Me Too.
Okay.
I know a comic. I don't want to say his name. It's so funny. He walks on stage. He goes, I remember my first Me Too. I was in sixth grade.
What, so, that he did?
Oh, yeah, you were saying I was in seventh grade and some girl in class. I don't know. It's his joke.
But he didn't get it on him.
Yeah, his first Me Too against him. He goes, I remember.
Oh, against him.
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes, I remember when I got my first Me Too.
Oh, I thought he meant like it was funnier to me that he was like, the first time I did a Me Too.
Yeah. No, the first time he did something to get Me Too'd.
You don't do something to get Me Too'd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, one's a victim, one's a perpetrator. Which one was he in the joke?
The perpetrator.
Okay, that's funnier to me.
So he got Me Too'd.
I don't use it that way.
Well, you don't.
I
use
say
it the
Me
right
Too'd
way.
Means the victim. You're saying Me Too'd is
the
perpetrator.
Yeah, because they go, he got Me Too'd.
Oh, I sort of get it, but I think we need to clear this up linguistically. If we have any linguistics instructors out there, let's figure out exactly how we're going to be using the Me Too as a verb and also a noun.
Well, anyhow, so this girl comic, right?
Yes. And is that in it?
I'm talking to her, but she's from Vegas, but lives in LA.
Can I just stop you for a second?
What?
Do you know the story you're going to tell?
Yeah.
I feel like you're scrambling.
I guess I could tell it. People know it. Look it up. It's not a big deal. Oh, she says it on stage. She's from, her mom is a judge and her father's a DA.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's the one that locked up OJ, you know, in
from
Vegas.
From the Vegas thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her father's a DA. And so then
father doesn't have a high profile case?
I don't know. So two nights later,
that causes some fights probably at home.
So two nights later, they have a little party at the Laugh Factory. I go over for an anniversary. Plus Dom is there. I like to hang out with Dom. And
Dom
Herrera.
I love that guy.
I like to talk with him. Mm-hmm. So then I'm talking to her about comedy later. She was sitting next to me like a million. But then I wrote to her on Facebook. I go, I hope
Can
I
you,
wasn't.
You, when you're talking though, just seriously like not burp through some words.
But then I said to her on Facebook, I hope I wasn't pontificating and seemed like an ass. You know.
Oh, my God.
And then she wrote,
the fact that you had an inkling that you might have been too much means you were way too much. No. I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen you have any kind of self-awareness, which means it had to have been crazy over the top. What were you doing?
I just wrote to her. I go, well, once I start talking about comedy, I like talking about comedy. And she wrote back, no, I love, you know, I'm glad to talk to.
Well, what's she going to say? What's she going to say? You should write her back a fucking huge email, just like pages and pages.
I don't have her email. It was on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, whatever.
Oh my God. It's so, please don't listen when you're out there,
but
you're an ambassador of the Voss McFarlane unit. You can't just go rogue out there on your own, babbling to people, you know, especially women, you know, it can't seem.
Well, I didn't hit on her.
No, I know. But in talking to someone for too long seems like hitting on or like entrapment of some kind.
No, we were sitting next to each other.
You know how many times I've been like, oh, my God, I couldn't get out of talking to that fucking guy. It's like a thing. Not saying that happened to you. You're a very interesting fellow, but.
Yeah, well, I was just talking comedy and things for her in New York versus L.A. And
you were asking questions?
Oh, yeah, no. I asked a couple. No. I probably did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you listen to answers? You know, you can spend, I swear to God, just try it sometime. You can ask someone a question and then listen for literally half an hour. People are willing.
Well, maybe
to
she
talk.
Was listening to me for half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways, but.
But I think.
You're the better person if you're the listener.
I think if. She reminded me of, I told her, Vanessa, what's her name, who I wrote with, Vanessa Ramos, remember?
Yes, she's.
She reminded me of her, but okay. She looked like a young Sarah.
Any young girl with dark hair reminds you of Vanessa. Any pretty girl, you're like, oh, that's like 20 times a day. You're like, that reminds me of Vanessa.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to find a picture of her, the girl.
No, it's fine. I don't want to see it.
Oh, good.
You know why? Because I'm having a good day.
Oh, she just said good.
Both a traditional, what?
How about Bonnie?
That was our accountant. Can you also tell her my name, my real name? So she can stop doing it under the wrong name.
Hold on. Going back
tomorrow
to bank tomorrow.
Oh, good. I like it. I think it's better.
What?
Like a lot of podcasts, like they'll pause or they'll do their personal business off the mic. I think like, you know what? You want the experience? Get the whole experience.
Okay, here's what I wrote to the girl.
You know what I mean?
Hope I didn't pontificate too much last night.
First of all, why were you using the word pontificate? Like,
that means you talk that- to us. No, you're talking too much about something. You know yourself. What? Don't walk away. Pontificate.
I can't. I had to get up and kick the wall.
Pontificate
means. You're telling me what it means.
Yeah, pontificate like.
But I know
bragging
you.
About, you know, what.
If somebody put a gun to your head and said, does your wife know what pontificate means?
Yeah.
Does she know?
Yes.
What would you say?
Yeah.
Then you don't need to explain it to
so
me.
So then why couldn't I use it in this?
Because it's one of those words that if I used it, you'd be like, nobody says that.
No.
But you're clearly trying to be impressive.
Well, I didn't want
to. So listen, if she thinks you're hitting on her, I'd have to, and she called me, I'd have to be like, I know, he used the word pontificate. He is hitting on you.
How am I hitting on her by saying pontificate?
Because you're trying to be like, that's not a Rich Voss thing. I bet you use punctuation and stuff. You're like really thinking about it. You probably like went to like thesource.com or something. It's like, what's another word for talk too much?
I wrote, hope I didn't pontificate too much last night.
First of all, if you say pontificate, you don't have to say too much.
I start talking about comedy. I go on forever. Then I wrote, good luck. She wrote, I really enjoyed it. Honestly, I can listen to people talk about comedy forever.
She means, so, she says people, but she means old men. I love listening to old men. She's gorgeous. You are correct. Now, I wouldn't normally bring this up, but we're on a podcast and I guess we have to think of things to say. But
what?
Like, I would just let it go. I would just be like, oh, who cares? He's like being weird. But
how am I being weird?
Because you're, because like, the.
She's not my type. She likes smoking pot. She said it on stage.
Okay, no, listen.
I'm and
not,
she did.
She's not going to fuck you. Why are you acting like you're saying no to her? You're
I'm
like,
not saying no to her.
She's not
just...
my type. That has no bearing on this conversation. Okay, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, as in looks, she's my type. And in comedy,
no,
she like she loves comedy.
The point I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter if she's your type. She's not going to fuck you.
I'm not trying to fuck her.
Okay,
I didn't even make one advance. I didn't
you
even
use the word pontificate. Okay, and you talked to her all night. And
not all night. I talked to her for like 10 minutes.
Oh, if you talked to her for 10 minutes, why did you then?
First of all, I was leaving, and she goes, why are you leaving? And then I sat down and talked to her.
Okay.
I was ready to leave.
Oh, my God.
But I think she wanted to talk to me. That's all. You know, talk comedy.
God, it's so embarrassing. She's like, I'll see you later. You got to get home. You're leaving. Oh, you wanted me to stay? Oh, my God. It's like, she's like, oh, shit. Like, 2 hours later, she's like to her friends, sorry. He was like going on and on.
No.
And he is married to Bonnie McFarlane. So I wanted to be nice. So this is the point I'm
I don't think she
up.
Knew who you were.
this is perfect. This yes, now it won't seem so petty that I'm bringing this up.
I'm sure she knew who you are.
What? Don't try to change.
I didn't ask it. She knew. I kept saying my wife Bonnie. She knew who you were. Everybody knows who you are.
My wife Bonnie.
No, come on.
I told Ken the other day. It's like, you know, we want you to give this movie to someone, and that we're writing, and then, I was like, I go, he thinks I'm funny, so it's not going to be too weird, but...
Who?
I don't want to say. But...
You mean a major act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go, because can you imagine, like, if you're famous, the worst words you've ever... that someone said to you is like, hey, my wife wrote a movie for you. Like, I could just be like, oh, God. Hey, listen, so my wife... anyway, the question is, why are you bringing this up to me? Like, every time you email a girl, I'm assuming every time, but now
email,
I think about it.
I don't email girls. What are you talking about, email a girl?
Okay. When I say email, I mean any kind of communication via, Facebook or Instagram,
Twitter,
or however you're doing
even Twitter.
It. Twitter, yeah. You can do
I don't
it.
Do anything on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm a Twitter guy mainly, or Facebook. Go ahead.
Do you see how aggravating you are just talking for 3 seconds? Can you imagine what she had to go through? I'm going to call her and give her an award. You did good, honey. You did good. Listen, I know how hard this can be. She probably still has PTSD. People are like, what's wrong? Like, I just talked to Rich Voss spit in my face for an hour and a half. It's like she got waterboarded.
That's funny. Oh, we're funny.
Why would you tell me? The truth of the matter is that I think you're trying to get me jealous.
How can I get you jealous of talking?
Because you're constantly like, this girl was so hot. I'm not kidding.
Did I say she was hot? I never said that. She was an attractive young lady.
What? Okay, Rich, I think stop parsing your words.
Well, no, that's exactly going, this girl's so hot. That makes it look creepy.
Okay.
That makes it look creepy.
You always like, oh, I was talking to this girl. She's very, very attractive, very youthful, very young, has her whole life ahead of her. Still getting her period. I mean, this girl is.
I never said it like that.
And then why would you say that to me?
Just so when you see, if you see a picture of her, you won't think that I was just talking to her because she was pretty. I was talking to her because
you're like, she is dynamite, so funny. You say everything about these girls that I've been waiting literally 15 years for you to say to me.
I always say that you're fucking passable.
No. See? No, but the bigger question is not, obviously, I'm not jealous. The question, why are you telling this to me? To be mean?
No. I was just telling you
why do you think? Like, what if I was like doing that to you?
Get me excited. I was saying what I did in Vegas. And I said one night I went to Laugh Factory and I was talking to this girl. And I just hope I didn't look like an ass talking to her. Seemed like an ass. Yeah.
Even still, doesn't seem like something you would tell your wife.
Oh, why? We're doing a podcast. I didn't tell you that when we're laying in bed.
Oh, this is would have gone completely unspoken.
It's not a story. It's a podcast story, but it's not a lay in bed story.
But you do often tell me, like, I remember when you met Kate Quigley, you were like, she's amazing.
I didn't say that.
So pretty.
I never said that.
So funny.
Well, you're losing your mind.
Let's go back in some podcasts.
I talked about the one girl at Caroline's that we brought on our radio show when we had our radio show. Remember?
The one that I caught you like cornering to be like, how long have you been doing this?
She was.
How creepy is that?
Fucking the best looking comic in the world. I think she's a star by now. We should have helped her as a couple. You see what I'm saying? You help people, they help you back.
Rich, I caught you on the verge of a Me Too. You should fucking thank me.
On a Me Too? What did I say to her? That I could help her career?
You were, you didn't know I was behind you. Let's set this up for people who don't know. We were at Caroline's, some weird show. We just stopped in, right?
Yeah.
And Rich got asked to do a set. Nobody ever asked me to do one. That's fine. But there was also this girl on the show.
But I killed.
You went on first. Then did the girl go on after you?
No.
The girl went on before you?
I don't know.
In any case, this very young, beautiful in the face girl who's also beautiful in the neck, chest, and torso region, wearing a short, sparkly skirt. Very, oh, yeah. Remember, she was like dressed.
To the T.
To the T?
Till. What did I say?
To the nines?
To the nines.
Or to the teeth?
Not to the teeth.
I don't
know.
What
the fuck are you? Anyway. Dressed to the T.
Why to the T?
I don't know. Or to the chill?
Anyway.
You're going to fall off the chair. Sit up, please.
No, I like sitting.
Sit up.
It feels good on my back.
You're going to, where Raina gets that from now. Sit up. You're going to fall, and I'm going to have to finish this whole podcast by myself.
Can I finish this?
After you sit up. I can't watch someone sitting like that. It's dangerous.
So then I go up to Rich. This was right after your set, I think. You got off stage, and then like made a beeline for the kitchen area.
To leave.
To leave?
Yeah, that's what
I follow behind you. I catch you talking to the girl against the wall, like how long you've been doing it. I'm kind of shocked. And what were you saying? I can't remember now, but it was not just like.
No, it wasn't gross.
It wasn't gross, but it was too. First of all, I know you very well. You don't talk to people. You certainly don't ask them questions about themselves.
I always do now. I asked that girl. What was her name?
Oh, maybe I know. I'm starting to see a pattern here. If they're of a certain age and look, you will. If they remind you of Vanessa, you will ask them a few questions about themselves. Is that how you start? Do you know Vanessa? What's her
Ramos?
Name? Ramos?
Yeah. She's a writer.
I thought it was Ramanos.
I don't fucking know.
I gotta look it up.
It's Vanessa Ramos. Whatever. What are you doing?
Ramos.
Yeah.
So who's also very funny on Twitter. You should follow her on Twitter. Vanessa Ramos. Anyway, yeah. I don't know what she did, what she spurred inside of you.
Who, Vanessa?
Yeah. That when I now worked with her. You look at now. You,
well, because
or maybe she's just the first one that I noticed.
No. When I worked with her on the Oscars. And we hung out and stuff. She was really funny and got like funny and got frauds.
No, she's hilarious.
She understood like the
and
fucking
she's
bullshit.
A little sour and yeah.
Yeah, and she's fucking, you know, she's mean and funny.
Not mean,
you know what I mean.
Right. No, she's not. She's got a sharp sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yes.
She might, you know who else I love sitting with who's so funny?
Oh my God. If this is like
Michelle
Pamela
Wolf.
Pamela Anderson.
No, Michelle Wolf.
Pam Anderson is one of the funniest.
Michelle Wolf. When she's when we're all hanging out, she gets right. Like you and being
Michelle
abused.
Wolf will barely look in my direction. It's
That's
very
not
bizarre.
True.
It really is true.
Well, you know, you're not the most attractive.
I've been mean to her a couple times.
Oh, have you?
In the guy, you know, in the sense of it's funny, you know.
Well, she gets
you can dish
that.
It out. You can
you
dish
know,
it out.
She can take it. So, what were you saying about the girl? Oh, the girl Caroline. So I just said to her, you know. I just walking by just being funny because I just killed on stage and I go, I can help your career. That's all I said. Mm-hmm. Joking. Okay. To the girl. It was a joke. It wasn't being, you know, hey, can I buy you? It's like me. It's like me.
Sparkly
like
sparkly dress. You said
yeah,
that too.
Yeah. What did
oh,
I
like
say?
Caroline's, that's right. You did. Yeah. You said, I can help your career.
Yes. I say, hey, can I buy you a car? You know, it's like a dumb, you know.
Oh my God. That's what I heard. And that's what I was like, Richard, I tapped you. You were like,
no.
Yes. It was like, what? No. And then you were like, oh, just kidding around. What was that? You better think hard on that.
Think hard on, hold on.
On why you're doing that. What are, I? You want to be thought of as.
What?
Relevant and interesting. You want, I get it. You want to still be. A man and have people, but these girls are they're too young.
I'm not hitting on them.
I know you're not hitting on them, but even just being in their presence can be a little creepy.
I can't help it. What if we're at a party and we're talking? I mean, it's not like a wild party, you know, a comics party at the Laugh Factory.
Wait, you mean there's not a bowl with a bunch of pills in it?
Well, no. No.
What a wild party like, with a little bit of action.
Do I always have girls open for me?
Yes, I'm starting to see a pattern. Maybe this is a creepy pattern.
It's not a creepy pattern. It's one, it's a different voice.
All the same kind of girl almost. No,
it's a different
it.
Voice. Katie's did real well when she opened for me at Helium.
Mm-hmm. She's very funny.
She did well. The other girl did well. And the other girl that just opened for me in New York, she didn't even write thank you.
Well, listen.
I'm done.
I don't care what happened. Like, listen, I want you to have women in your life and I want people to make you feel good. But don't embarrass me. Think about that. You are the ambassador for us.
I'm not. How do I embarrass you?
Because if you're being weird to women, young women, it's embarrassing to me. So don't. Not that you're like weird in the way that
this is this recording. It says record enable.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is
every
recording.
Fucking time.
All right, we got to wrap this
ladies,
up.
Ladies, you should know though, if you're going to steal my man, he's not good at doing the podcast.
They're not going to steal. No one's going to steal.
No, I agree. I'm not worried about it.
Huh? I'm very interesting to young comics.
There's a little tiny bit of a weird thing where you're like, you're always kind of playing with fire a little bit in that department.
Not at all.
I'm saying, listen.
If they look like Vanessa Ramos, I'm attracted to
them. I know.
I can't help it.
But, oh, got it. I'm sorry, Vanessa. That is the most. If she kills herself, we know why. She heard this podcast. Oh, my God. But no, you just have to be a little less like, you know.
I was just sitting at a party talking comedy.
I know, but then you're like, hey, I was pontificating.
No, I said, I hope I didn't pontificate.
I hope I wasn't pontificating at that speakeasy.
That speakeasy?
I mean, that's like, but you have had some weird
never
emails
once.
And phone calls that have gone a little too where I have to say, hey, you're that's
no, that one was a girl that I used to date or go out with that out of nowhere started writing to me. And I thought it didn't end well to begin with. And she started writing to me, I miss you and this and that. But
yeah, but you couldn't see that she's trying to like,
no, she just, well, I think she was having problems in her life and needed someone to talk to.
In any case, please,
what?
I beg of you. To not because I'm selfish, but I don't want to be a joke in all of this, please.
Oh, I'm not.
They're listen. Like, oh my God, Rich Voss cheated on Bonnie with a Vanessa Ramos lookalike.
Listen, you know, if one of these young girls even came on to me, I'd go, hey, I'm too old.
No, that's not what and you I'm say. See? No.
I would say, hey. Hey.
You should know I'm a little bit of a sex addict. My wife and I did it twice a week.
Once.
Once.
In a year.
I don't know if you can handle that kind of schedule.
Our kid heard us having sex and repeated everything.
Oh, God. Horrifying. like word for word stuff.
No.
It was like listening to a podcast of us having sex. But you know what the sad part is? Us having sex sounds like the podcast.
No.
But just dirtier. It does.
No. She, why would she listen to this stuff?
It's like the walls are paper. We thought she's asleep. She's not asleep.
She heard you say I'm too dry.
Stop it.
She heard you say I'm
stop,
too dry.
Please.
Did she hear me go... And spit?
No. Stop.
No, she's 11. The kid's going to grow up to be a freak.
Well, you're her dad. I mean.
Well, you're the one who does all the creepy, says all the creepy jokes with her and stuff.
What? Yeah, don't you throw me under the bus.
Listen, for Rachel Wolfson, I'll throw you off a cliff. Psych. I keep forgetting her name. Was that her name?
Richard.
What was her name?
I just said stop being creepy, and now you're like...
I was just being jokey.
I forgot her name. Listen.
Look at that. Already Louis Vuitton ads.
Why are you lying? Oh, stop with your psych, you fucking... I'd like to see you fucking spell that. Okay, can we be done?
P-H something.
Can we be done? It's 2:30, and I gotta take Allie for a walk, and then
I can't believe fucking Nipsey Hussle got shot. Nipsey Hussle.
You're the only one who knows what the name is based on. You're the only living person left that knows that name is based
from
on.
Nipsey Russell, right?
You have no like. I want. What happened to you?
What are you talking about?
You're so like. Everyone already knew. Like, you didn't have to say that.
Okay. Oh, let's do some plugs.
I'm going to be at New Brunswick Stress Factory May 15th, 16th, and 17th, or whatever that date is, and the weekend.
Aren't you and Carmen doing a theater?
I think that's sold out. Let me see. Go ahead. You could do it. I'm just going to find this date.
This weekend, I'll be at the St. Louis Funny Bone, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then next week, I'm at the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg. Go to richvoss.com. All my dates, I'm booked up
who the fuck knows. Then we're going to start doing our tour in the fall. Myself, Bennington, Florentine, and Bobby Kelly.
That's such a great show. Unbelievable. It's
Creeps with Kids.
That's fantastic. Fucking,
it's a killer show.
Yeah.
I host it, then Florentine, then Bennington, then Bobby.
Wow.
It's a fucking killer from beginning to end. We did, last year we did 900 seats. Killer show. So that's going to start up in the fall, even though I got dates in the fall. I'm sure every date we're offered, we're already offered 5 theater dates. And they're probably going to fall on dates I already have. But anyhow, so that tour, go to richfoss.com. And
I want people to start buying tickets for May 16th, 17th, or 18th at the Stress Factory. It's like people are always like, give me.
Why don't you tell all your friends and locals that you're in town?
This is what stresses me out. It's like, do I or don't I?
They're going to come from CrossFit. Okay.
It's so stressful.
Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.